Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Protect Life Rule has been upheld of all circuit courts of appeal. It was by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is a court that formerly was very liberal and the most reversed court of appeals in the country. But things have changed since President Donald Trump has begun to appoint conservative constitutionalist judges. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. This is an amazing case because it comes out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Matt. There have been so many activist judges, and consequently, President Trump has had to take an unprecedented amount of cases to the United States Supreme Court to get these lower court activist judges overturned. And of the activist courts of appeal, the one that was literally at the pinnacle was the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This case, or this court, sits out in San Francisco, and it governs the largest section of our country, the whole section of the western part of our United States, California and so forth, and other states in the surrounding area. And it has been dominated by radical activists. Well, what happened now was they thought they could actually go to the Ninth Circuit and ultimately file a case against the Department of Health and Human Services Title 10 funding rule. This is a rule that President Donald Trump was promoting, and it ultimately went through the administrative process. It went into effect. It's called the Protect Life Rule. It was originally signed by President Ronald Reagan in 1988. But it ultimately got derailed under the Obama administration. And what President Trump did is reinstate it. And consequently, there was a challenge. And they thought the Ninth Circuit would be their friend. But the Ninth Circuit upheld the Protect Life Rule by a vote of 7-4. This is not just your three-judge panel. It was what's called an en banc ruling. And in fact, 11 judges, 7-4, ultimately ruled in favor of this Protect Life Rule.
Yeah, 7-4. Think about that. And what is affectionately...
In the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you couldn't find a handful of constitutionalist judges on that court just a couple of years ago.
No. Trump has flipped the Ninth Circuit. I've seen a number of headlines recently. 7-4 in the Ninth Circus is what it has affectionately or not so affectionately been called over the years because of its radical activism, overturned more often than not. And yet here we have this. So they thought they could go to their standard MO. Let's pick the Ninth Circuit.
That always works.
Yeah. And it backfired.
And it backfired big time. It wasn't just a three-judge panel. It was an en banc panel. Now, the actual distribution of judges at this point is 16 that have been nominated, appointed through a Democratic president, and 13 with Republicans. President Donald Trump, I think, has put maybe seven. I think he put seven on the court, seven of the 13.
And he's not done.
Are President Donald Trump's appointments.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing change. And so here's what the Protect Life Rule does. Title 10 is a federal law that provides funding for federal family planning programs. And the Protect Life Rule said that any organization that gets these federal funds for family planning programs, and this could be for low-income medical treatment, for example, or treatment for, say, your child, and you're on a low income. And so some of these places around the country get some federal funding to provide health care to individuals that don't have insurance and that otherwise would qualify under the certain requirements. It says that if you're going to get that fund, you cannot directly or indirectly participate in abortion. Well, guess who is directly in the crosshairs of that? Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Planned Parenthood got up to $60 million a year in Title X funds.
That's what I was going to say. $60 million in the funds, this new Section 108 of Title 10 forbids Title 10 funds, quote, in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. Right. And of course, it's ridiculous to call that family planning, but nonetheless.
Yeah, that's like saying, well, yeah, you know, I've got five kids, but you know what? I want to kind of like downsize.
So I really only wanted three.
Let's just take one of our kids to a clinic and let's kill him.
Let's terminate him.
We're planning our family. Certain things have changed. We decided to travel a lot. We can't travel with five kids. We need to buy a bigger house. You know, that's ridiculous.
What's the difference?
Taking the life of a child is not family planning.
Seriously, it's just a child in a different state of development.
Yeah.
Killing the child after birth is no different than killing it 1 minute before while it's in the birth canal.
Yeah, abortion is not healthcare. It's just not healthcare. No.
It certainly isn't family planning.
No, so what happened here is this Title 10 ultimately eliminate $60 million from Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood would have to abide by the rule. If you're going to receive $60 million, which is a lot of money, you're going to receive $60 million, you got to not participate in abortion. You can't recommend to the people abortion as part of your family, quote,
right,
family planning. Planned Parenthood said, Planned Parenthood is so radical. They said, I will not participate. Planned Parenthood will not participate. They protested. They're not going to do it.
Abortion is the hill they will die on, so to speak.
No question. It's amazing. Yeah. They're willing to give up $60 million. That's more than $1 million a week.
But here's what's sad. That is only narrowly earmarked money for Title 10. Planned Parenthood historically has received over $500 million per year in taxpayer funds. So there's a lot more that needs to be done.
Yeah. Well, Planned Parenthood pulled out of the Title 10 in August of 2019. And of course, they were hoping that this rule would be struck down and the $60 million would continue to flow and they would be able to use your taxpayer dollars to kill more children. And they, you know, the left hand helps the right hand. Even if you come into a place that doesn't do abortion with Planned Parenthood, they can refer you to a place that does abortions. That's a Planned Parenthood cognate or a Planned Parenthood abortion facility. So it's like a referral process, even if they're not doing abortions in that facility. And some of them do abortions in that facility. No more $60 million.
Yeah.
But, you know, the amazing thing is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld this. So this case doesn't have to go to the U.S. Supreme Court with the president taking that. Now, I'm sure the other side will ask the Supreme Court to take the case. And, you know, right now, President Donald Trump is 100% victorious at the United States Supreme Court.
As much as losing $60 million is the mere title of this,
the
Protect Life Rule, because that presumes that life has value, that human life is sacred, and that it needs to be protected, and protected from what? In this case, abortion. So it doesn't even track with their narrative. That has to set the pro-aborts off as much as anything else.
Now, if you go back to this original Protect Life Rule, I mentioned it was originally signed by Ronald Reagan in 1988. He wanted to stop the direct taxpayer dollars from going to people, organizations that do abortions. But it was ultimately overturned in the early days of Bill Clinton's presidency. And George W. Bush did nothing to reinstate it. And of course, Obama is all in favor of giving money to abortion. So, you know, we've had previous presidents who mouthed that they were pro-life, but President Trump has actually done things that are pro-life. And the amazing thing is the long-lasting legacy, and you see it right here, and we've seen it in other places as well. The federal courts are changing, dramatically changing. There's over 100, I think it's now 192, and that number changes all the time. By the time, you know, a week goes by, that number is going to change. It's going to soon be over 200 that have been nominated and confirmed under President Donald Trump. Now, these are constitutionalist judges. These are people who will follow the rule of law. These are not activist judges. And you see the big difference, and here is evidence of what's happening in the courts. That is good news because it's the courts that brought abortion. The people wouldn't have done it. It's activist judges. It's time to get judges back to interpreting the Constitution and the rule of law. And this is a good decision. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Also, learn more about Sandra Merritt and the process that we are involved in that case, defending her, lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.